News Talk 790 KFYO, Tom Collins and Laura Mack. We're going to talk immunizations here directly. But before we do that, we're going to let you know you can beat the heat. And you can go to Ferguson Bath Kitchen Lighting Gallery and sign up. 6002 42nd Street. That's off the West Loop behind Gander Mountain. Now check it out. This Urban Jet fan is really cool. It's kind of modeled after a classic car. You know, got deco colors, kind of retro. It's made by a company called Fanimation. That's why manana is Fanimation Friday. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go to Ferguson today and sign up, the lovely Veronica will be here in the morning to do the drawing for us. Pull the winner out of the hat. If you want to call right now, first 4-770-5790, get you in the drawing for Fanimation Friday. You can win that Urban Jet fan from Collins and Mack and Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Got a guest in the studio. Good buddy Laura Max, bring her on.
All right, this is Dr. Cheryl Landry. She's a pediatrician here and has a lot of customers that she sees, a lot of patients, and I happen to know, because I know her personally, how much she cares about children, and she'll go way out of her way for any of her patients. I thought she would be a very good source of information. It's time to go back to school, and people are talking about shots for kids, getting their immunizations, vaccinations. So we've had some controversy on that in the last few years about whether vaccinations are safe. And so we just kind of like to get your take on all this.
Well, we do give vaccinations, and there are three main groups of children that we do give them to. The preschoolers, which are the four-year-olds and five-year-olds, and then the seventh graders now, and that's a relatively new guideline. Any child going into the seventh grade in middle school needs two immunizations at least. And then actually, if you are a freshman headed off to college, you probably need one other vaccine. We give vaccines in our clinic. There are four doctors there, and we're an individually owned clinic. We believe that, yes, they are very safe to give. We give them hundreds of them each week. And we do have a lot of dialogue with the parents. A lot of times there's just significant anxiety that one of the parents may have about a particular vaccine or a set of vaccines or a group of vaccines. And if we can talk to those parents, usually we can get them to understand why we want to give the vaccines, how important they are, and then we can dissuade the anxiety. And so the children overall do very well with the vaccines. The infant vaccines that we give are all, they're not live vaccines, they're all inactivated vaccines. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very confident in those. Some of the diseases that we used to see when I was in training 10, 15, even 20 years ago, we just don't see anymore thanks to the vaccines.
That's wonderful.
Deafness in infants and cerebral palsy are just two things that we don't see because we don't have those infections anymore due to the vaccines. So I am a pro-vaccine pediatrician, and I would hope that our patients can feel free to open up a dialogue about the vaccines and the parents. A lot of times it's just communication that we need to work on.
No, a lot of people, I think, get on online. They look up things on the internet, and you cannot believe everything you read on the internet. There's some negative things out there about vaccinations, and it's really best to talk to your pediatrician to get really the facts.
Well,
get good information.
That's what I would encourage, definitely.
Well, I'm on a website from the government, if you want to trust the government, which most of us do when it comes to our health, right? And they have a whole list of diseases that these vaccinations can prevent, from diphtheria, hepatitis, measles, mumps, pertussis, polio. Hasn't polio pretty much been eradicated?
Pretty much been eradicated in the United States, yes. Yeah. And my mother I know can remember the polio wards and the polio rooms, and I have not seen a case of polio in my lifetime due to the vaccine.
Yeah.
And that vaccine now is inactivated. The bad thing about the inactivated vaccines is they are given in shot form. And used to, if you remember, we got an oral polio vaccine that we could swallow.
Is that pink stuff?
Yes, yes.
Well, tasted nasty.
That was the live vaccine form, and it just may have been causing some problems with some children. So the inactivated vaccine is taken up through the muscle, but it is given by a shot. It is considered to be much safer than the oral or the old vaccines.
Now, one of the most controversial of late is Gardasil.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think about giving that to our girls?
I think it's an excellent vaccine.
That's for the human papillomavirus.
HPV.
Yeah. Right.
HPV, yes. HPV is a virus that has been, can cause cervical cancer. It can cause vaginal warts. It is highly contagious, and a lot of times boys can carry the virus and spread it to the girls, and they're asymptomatic. The boys don't even know they have or are infected with the virus. If we give the vaccine to girls that are not exposed to the virus, it does keep them cancer free, cervical cancer free, and it keeps them from having the warts as well. It is a 2-dose or a 3-dose vaccine, and I have not had to stop that dose series and any of the patients that we've given it to. We can give it as early. Yes, we can give it as early as 11 years of age or up through 18.
You know,
one question about that. If you start, say you start, like if your daughter had one dose and then you're supposed to come back within so many months for the second dose and you don't, do you start over?
That's okay. No, you do not have to start over.
Oh, okay.
That whenever that second dose is given, it's counted as a second dose, and then the third dose is given so many months after that.
You know, a lot of people are upset about that, and it's as far as being controversial, should we or shouldn't we? But when you look at the HPV, human papillomavirus, mm-hmm. and then you look at the vaginal warts and things like that, actually what can come after that is sterility. I mean, so... Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact, if you don't know that you have this and you have a child, you know, naturally, whoa, man, that's bad.
Well, the controversy is that people say that it encourages sexual promiscuity if you have any kind of virus like that. No. If you have a cancer prevention, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm dealing with cancer right now. If you have a cancer prevention vaccine, doesn't that make sense to use it?
Makes sense to me. We're with Dr. Cheryl Landry talking about immunizations, vaccinations, and all things considered there. It's 7:16. We'll be back. Collins and Mac, 7:22 on Thursday. It is Kick Butt on Cancer Cells Day. Laura is going in for the cocktail.
That's right. At 9 a.m.
this
morning.
Yeah, so.
Say goodbye to this beautiful hair.
She's the girl with
I can't
no
really
hair.
Say I'm that sad about losing the hair. I don't have very good hair.
It'll be
hair
all right.
Anyway.
It's just hair. It'll grow back.
I actually wore a wig because I'm in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I put a wig on for the show, and everybody was like, wow, you look great. It's like, yeah, I look great with hair, right?
Okay, so Laura gets her treatment at 9 this morning, and then she goes in tonight for the dress rehearsal, and the show opens tomorrow,
right.
So. Send up a couple of prayers on that deal. Yeah. All right.
Be.
Now, we're sitting here talking with Dr. Cheryl Landry. We're talking about vaccinations and things like that. And it's important to get your kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
For a lot of the childhood kind of diseases. We're also talking about, we didn't name it, but now correct me if I say this wrong. Meningococcal meningitis.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. That's what she's talking about when you go off to college. A lot of universities and colleges, you don't have that. You know, I don't think you can get a waiver for that.
And I think it's mandatory, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is one thing I wanted to share with you.
Well, that's what you just
said. A lot of people would always say that, oh, you've got to have sex to get a sexually transmitted disease. Well, just because a disease is sexually transmitted does not mean it's not transmitted by other forms. Now, way back when, I don't think we maybe knew about all these things because I don't think HPV was just... You know, is just like a 21st century phenomenon or, you know, a late 20th century. Here's the thing. There was a thing on the wall, and I remember this little limerick, and we all had to say it like the Pledge of Allegiance in my 7th grade health class. Okay, come on now, let's all repeat, you can't get VD from a toilet seat. Okay? actually, that's incorrect, because HPV is so rampant and so aggressive. I mean, moms, dads, you need to sit down and educate your kids on it.
Is that true?
No, just listen. You need to educate your kids about this. If you're bumping and grinding, heavy petting, you don't have to have intercourse to get this crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it is aggressive. It's like C. diff. You know what C. diff is? It kind of gets you, it eats your insides out. It's like this deep bacteria. Anyway.
If there is a vaccine to prevent your child from having to deal with HPV, it makes sense
to get
it. Here's
the thing. You can get it from a toilet seat, yes. Say yes. Yes.
She is saying yes. Yes.
Okay. Or you can get it from physical contact. Mm-hmm. You know, of like if there's contact in like a genital area, it mm-hmm. doesn't have to be an intercourse situation, does it?
Absolutely. Does yeah. not have to be. Yeah.
And once you get this stuff, once you have HPV, tilt game over. Done deal. You got it the rest of your life.
What are the ages? Correct. What is the age recommended for girls? And they're giving it to boys now too, correct?
Yes, they are. The earliest age is 11 to 12 years mm-hmm. old. 14 to 15 is a good age, but we can give it. It's approved even up to, I believe, 26 years old, but mm-hmm. even the 18-year-olds just going off to college, if they haven't started it, could go ahead and get their first dose then as well.
Yeah, it's a series of two or three shots, mm-hmm. three shots, and if you've had the first one and it's been a while, it's not too late to go back for number two and number three.
Absolutely, not too late.
But all the other childhood diseases, too, I mean, we have eradicated so many diseases, terrible diseases that kill children because of vaccinations, and so get your kids immunized before school.
You know, I don't want to redirect the whole thing back to HPV, but back we were talking off mic. Now the Gardasil is for boys, too.
Yes, the boys can get the Gardasil. So, and insurance companies will pay for boys to get the Gardasil as well.
You know, and I can't tell you how devastating this is, because if you have HPV and you have, you know, vaginal warts or genital warts or whatever, that stuff never goes away, and that actually alters that can alter the entire course of your life, the well-being of your kids.
Melanie, you mentioned sterility or problems definitely having children in the future. Problems with not just cervical dysplasia, but also going into cervical cancer. So, yes, it is definitely a health concern, and that's why the vaccine was developed, and they do help. They do work.
Hey, Dr. Landry, what is the name of your clinic, and where's your practice at?
I practice at West Texas Pediatrics, and we are on the corner of 98th and Slide. I am in with a group of three other pediatricians, and we also have two nurse practitioners that help us as well.
Okay, awesome. And if anybody has a question or anything like that, you have a phone number and a website, maybe?
We do. It's 780-6868. That's our office number, 780-6868. And West Texas Pediatrics is our website.
Now, do you have any words for Laura going into her treatment this morning?
We will just be praying for you, Laura, and thanks. We give you all the best. And I know everything's going to work out just fine.
Well, thank you. I don't have very many to have to go through. Just four rounds, and I'll be done. So,
I love the attitude. Laura walks in. She goes, kick butt cancer day. No fear. No fear.
Absolutely. You know, of course, that's what you have to have.
God's in control in the whole deal.
And yeah, of course, certainly. I am certainly. Scared. I got to admit it. I am a little scared because it's something new. It's something I haven't been through. So, you know, it's a little scary, but I can do it.
Well, I'm not going to go there. it's really not, doesn't compare. And you can't say, I know how you feel, because you really can't say that.
That's
it's just
right.
one of those
thank
things.
Thank you so but much for coming in.
We are rooting in your corner
well,
for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell your husband hello for
I
me.
Will. I will. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, good segment. A lot of interesting information. And I'm glad that we were talking about that, the transmission of HPV, because you tell people that and they go, oh, you can't not neither. Yes, you can. Yeah. Can too.
Yeah, it's something to really think about and talk
infinity
to a pediatrician
times infinity.
About.
Infinity times infinity. Yeah.